Hotels.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing.
Welcome, folks, as we set the table for another day of hopefully what you consider broadcast excellence. First with what's on your mind, a little later with the Common Sense Club, the chairman of the Common Sense Club. Mr. Mark Skogerbo, the Freedom Poet, is here. Steve Bakken and I will begin the day with what's on your mind. And I'm having a hard time understanding anybody, anywhere, at least within the United States of America, that couldn't have this awful natural disaster, this tornado in Oklahoma City on their mind. That is what's on my mind, front and center.
May 20th will live forever is, you know, one of the great calamities of all time.
You know, it was really sad. You know, I think we're really good at this now, right? We know when these monster tornadoes are coming. So there was certainly plenty of warning.
How to respond to it.
And so there was a fair amount of warning, even, you know, on the news channels here about what they could expect down there in Tornado Alley. And so when this thing hit, there's helicopters in the air watching the tornado and the devastation. And I'm almost getting numb to it. You see it so much that you just don't even, you know, it's kind of like, okay, there's another giant tornado. I mean, you look at it for a few seconds and you forget it. But for some reason, this one, it just lasted so long. It was this massive tornado, and it was clearly doing, you know, some significant damage. And you start thinking, my gosh, look, these people's lives are being turned upside down, and we're watching all this. It's a little,
you know, you hear about a tornado in the middle of the night, and it's past tense. We defend ourselves because this is painful. If you look at this, you cannot think about anything else. If you really put your heart in with your eyes and your mind, you cannot turn away with any kind of satisfaction. You're drawn back to it. So you try to put your hands over your eyes and your heart. But 40 minutes on the ground, 2 miles wide, and knowing that people are getting ripped apart, everything they care about is being devastated. At some point, I said, I gotta embrace this, and I gotta pray. I gotta go into a state of affection and love for these people.
You know, I think you're right. I think that's what it is. It's impossible to look away, because if you look away, it's as if you don't care, right?
And we gotta care.
Yeah, you have to
care.
We
can't be a nerd. We can't be indifferent.
No, and after having just so much of it yesterday, last night about, I don't know, 9 o'clock or so, turned to social media just to see what was being reported there. And, you know, there was an inordinate amount of people just putting a very simple messages of asking people to pray for the folks in Oklahoma. And so that was a bit comforting. But what I can't get out of my mind is this neighborhood school, two of them actually.
Oh, my.
And wondering, as a parent, you know, I just did this. I dropped off Haley, right?
About that age of the third graders that didn't get out. They got out, you know, they got out the older classes, but the one class of the littlest ones didn't get out.
And you just think, you hold the hand of, you know, a child, you take them into school, and they're protected, right? And
it's different, isn't it?
And you leave, and you know, it's just, yeah. And of course, there it's tornado country. They're used to this. They do this. I'm still amazed, though, that they're. You know, I heard the one teacher telling a story about being in a hallway, right? And how it was pitch black, and all of a sudden it was gray, and they could see. And that's because the tornado was doing damage and literally opening the roof, right? And so all of a sudden the wind is in the school, and there's light in the school. Because, you know, they're exposed to the elements.
And what do you think the kids are doing? They're doing one of two things, screaming or praying, or both.
And this teacher said she now could see the kids with tears streaming down their eyes. And the one teacher, she's telling the story about taking this third grader out. And the third grader's like, where's my mom? You know, because it's a neighborhood school. They don't even bus any kids in, because these kids all live within walking distance of the school, right? And so the teacher pointed over to where there were homes standing, saying, you know, is your house over there? Would your mom be over there? And the little child said no, and pointed to the opposite side.
Oh, my.
Where it was flattened. You know, and can you imagine that? Can you imagine walking out of a school and pointing to your home? And
going from literally one terror to the next.
Yeah.
unbelievable. But I just, I can't imagine the parents. I can't imagine the kids. I just, it is really hard to, it's hard to grasp. We're all Oklahomans today.
Oh, that's well said.
For sure. Praying for him, thinking about him, and...
And I feel really bad for the people that are going to... You think that a school of brick and mortar is not going to be blown up like this? It doesn't seem possible, does it? Plus, another thing, they had the great May 3rd tornado in the exact same path back in 99.
Yeah, same city, same place.
You know, lightning can't strike twice, can it? But it did.
And the width of this thing is just incredible. It really is. Oh. And there is...
They're showing on Fox the parallel paths from 99 till yesterday.
20 miles long, a mile wide.
At some point, two.
And by the way, the 20 miles was about identical from 99 to this time.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of a divergence in the actual path. Unbelievable.
I think 36 died in 99, and we're missing almost that many still.
Yeah, amazing. The governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, is holding a press conference at this hour. Most of the press conferences have been, what do you say, right? I mean, there's just not a lot to say. The one I was most amazed at was last night. The mayor of this Moore, Oklahoma, was, you know, you had the governor and you had all these different officials and whatnot, but the mayor was, well, this is just what we do.
But he's talking about what they're doing to restore power, where the crews are. They're putting these big red X's on the vehicles that are crushed and the homes that are crushed that they've gone through piece by piece, every crevice, every closet, every door. So they put a big red or pink X on it if they've checked it out.
Yeah, which you hope they do. My gosh. And I'm hesitant to join the crowd that second-guesses everything, but I am amazed they're not more... In Tornado Alley, more shelters in the schools.
And see, that's where it's really going, is why wasn't there a storm shelter for these kids? The people in these homes that are devastated, the ones that had storm shelters lived most of the time because it's below ground. Why didn't they have a plan? Why did this happen? This is going to haunt these teachers and the people that built that school and the principal for the rest of their lives. Why didn't, the second guessing will never leave them.
One emailer says, Scott, not everyone is an Oklahoman today. The Democratic U.S. Senator from Rhode Island, definitely not an Oklahoman today. Can you believe that a U.S. Senator from Rhode Island has already blamed the Republicans for the Moore, Oklahoma tornado? Is there nothing too low for a Marxist Democrat?
What did we do to deserve that? Because Governor Phelan is there or something?
U.S. Senator from Rhode Island, White House.
Mm. I wonder what his logic was there.
Blame the tornado on Republicans for opposing global warming.
Oh, I see. Anybody that thinks that driving cars less is going to stop a tornado, remember in 1999, we still had the most enormous loss of lives have happened way in the past. 1936, for example, there was hundreds of people that died in tornadoes, and we just had a one-tenth or just a fraction of a percentage of cars driving and CO2 emissions. These people are so on script that everything funnels in.
You know what? It's America, so the guy's entitled to his opinion no matter how wrong it is.
Yeah.
Does he have no sense of timing whatsoever?
None.
I mean, when you're sitting there wondering whether or not parents have been, connected with kids from schools and
no harm.
You're literally having to get cadaver dogs out there to find bodies and rescue missions and seriously, don't go there,
please.
And there's a fair amount of that going on. Okay, well, the senators from Oklahoma didn't support disaster funding, so therefore this is on them. I mean, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. We are all Oklahomans today. We are all I hope, one viewpoint that you can't help but stand and hope for some peace for Oklahoma.
There is this other whole sad strain that comes up. A real God of love wouldn't let this happen. I mean, you hear that every time. And some people use that to justify their godless lives. And God is sovereign. You know, this is really a true fact. If he created these little children, and I know in my heart of hearts he did, as did our founding fathers, he has them back in their arms. Those kids are in the greatest place and having the greatest time of their life.
No, very true.
But they are. But the people that leave them, the parents, and the people saying, why didn't we take better care of them? Why? The parents that have to answer these questions, why didn't we defend our kids better? You know? Many of them will get a divorce if history is a teacher. When a child dies tragically, you never stop the blame game, so you have to leave. Also, the memories. You see the child's nose in your wife's face. You know, it's crazy. Hopefully these people need grace. They need prayers that are specific.
Peace.
Peace.
Absolutely. Short break and a preview of What's on Your Mind coming up. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota, some great walleye fishing, that's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're back. Give you a little preview of what's to come later this morning on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and yours truly, Scott Hennon. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be talking a little bit about the North Dakota legislative session, but we'll be thinking about Oklahoma, won't we, Steve?
Boy, another tragedy down in Oklahoma. Unbelievable, some of the weather we've been having down in the southern part of the country for tornadoes. Looked to talk to one of the news directors down there from Oklahoma City for the big radio station, the big stick that's down in Oklahoma City, and get a firsthand account of some of that tragedy that took place. Ironically, back in 1999, the strongest recorded sustained winds ever recorded, 302 miles per hour, in another tornado that hit Monroe, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that is really amazing and almost identical. You told me earlier about this woman they were doing an interview with, and during the interview, her dog is discovered in the rubble. This was a CBS interview. I'm going to play part of this. It's obviously not as fun as watching it, because you can see the look on her face, and the reporter says there's a dog over there. Listen to this, though. This is amazing.
I was holding my dog. I was sitting on the stool holding my dog. This was a game plan all through the years, to go in that little bathroom. And the electric never went off, because the electric went off in the bathroom about the same time I felt the stool come up out of the floor. And I rolled around a little bit. And when it stopped, I was right there. That Presto cooker is what I saw.
You were lying there in the bubble.
And I never lost consciousness. And I hollered for my little dog, and he didn't answer or didn't come. So I know he's in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it was there and it was gone. Just no time. And then it was light, and I thought, well, I'm okay. And I had some stuff on top of me, and I started wiggling.
Are you able to comprehend yet what happened here?
I know exactly what happened here. Exactly. And
what do you think of all this? This is your neighborhood. I can't imagine.
This is life in the big city.
The dog. Hi, puppy.
The dog. Oh, Bessie. Bless your little bitty heart.
I can't even believe this scene. It's this little dog right to the edge of the rubble, and just all kinds of stuff. And this woman is pulling the dog out. Looks like a little schnauzer.
Yeah, the little nose popped up out of the debris, and the reporter saw the dog there, and it was just heartwarming.
Oh.
I think I watched that two or three times this morning on the CBS news feed, and it's just, every time it just about brought a tear to your eye.
I thought God just answered one prayer to let me be okay. He answered both of them.
How about that?
Because this was my second prayer.
She said, God answered not one prayer, but two prayers. I said, let me be okay, and this was my second one. And the dog pops out of the rubble. You know, it's just, that's absolutely amazing when you think about it.
You know, you think about how in the Red River Valley we're prepared for the flooding that takes place, and different parts of the country that are prepared for different catastrophes. You know, part of her interview was she said that was the plan. She'd lived in that neighborhood for some 30 years in that house, and the plan was always go into the interior bathroom, and that's where you'd ride out a tornado, because you have to think about that, because that's Tornado Alley. So people have contingency plans for different weather events, and you think about how in the Red River Valley, those that live in the valley, it's second nature to fight a flood. It really is, as sad as that is, but you don't think about it. You just respond to it, and that's kind of what is going on down in Oklahoma when there's a tragedy like one of these tornadic events. You just function, because that's the plan. That's what you have conditioned yourself to do and deal with it.
I just can't imagine, as you look at the level of devastation, you look at this woman, just one woman out of how many that were affected by this tornado, and you can't identify anything other than a bunch of insulation and wood, right? That used to be her home. I mean, everything is just rubble. It's just like it looks like a landfill, right? And what I can't imagine is that someone would live through something like that, as they have many, many times, and then not have something more than a toilet to sit on, as part of the routine. And as she said, you just go to the bathroom, you sit on the toilet, and you wait it out. That's a safe place, you know, or this school, where they just go in the hallway. That's the only thing that... That just, as common as it is there, I'm just amazed there are not safe places to go in the middle of a tornado.
I've got a friend that's a realtor down in North Texas in the Dallas area, and she was telling me the number one piece of equipment that your house can have, not stainless steel equipment, in kitchens or whatever, it's having a storm cellar. If you have a storm cellar in your home, because everything's built on a slab down there, if you have a storm cellar in your home, it's a selling point. It's a big selling point.
Yeah, I heard a lot of folks
over
the
house.
Head over to the neighbors and go to the storm shelter. One emailer just said, you know, you guys are nauseating me with this talk about why they did not have a tornado shelter for the schools. Well, how many schools in this area have tornado shelters? I'll wager not a darn one.
You know, back...
These folks need our prayers, not self-righteous criticism.
I remember this growing up in East Grand Forks and around Grand Forks. And my elementary school that I went to, they didn't have a tornado shelter. They had actually a bomb shelter from the 50s. You know, a lot of the old schools had those, if they were built in that era.
But here's the deal. I mean, the chances of a tornado in East Grand Forks or Fargo or, you know, in our part of the world are a lot different than they are there in Tornado Alley. That's why I'm just surprised the community that you know, expects tornadoes like we expect floods does not have a little more of a program. But, you know, I tend to agree with the email. I mean, really, all that's Monday morning quarterbacking that doesn't do anybody any good at this point. It's just hard when you hear of this many children and these many lives. It'll be probably 100 lives lost by the time this is done and scores more injured, that it's that you don't sit here and say, gosh, what should have, could have. Here's what else we're doing on the program today. Rich Wardner, Senate Republican leader, Al Carlson, House Republican leader, will be here. A couple of weeks have passed now since the legislative session. A good chance just to assess thumbs up, thumbs down, and ask any questions that you might have of the two legislative leaders. So they'll join us on the program today. We're also going to talk with Mark Hintemeyer. Mark is a city council member in Moorhead, and probably was the strongest in his response against a North Dakota Chamber of Commerce campaign saying, hey, North Dakota's open for business. So we're going to give Mark a chance to give us his side of why he thinks that's a really bad idea. We read some of his quotes yesterday, but we'll actually visit with him on the program. And then we also will chat with a news director from one of the Oklahoma City stations as well that's covering this tragedy down there. Steve Bakken and yours truly, Scott Hanlon, and your calls welcome on What's On Your Mind, straight ahead.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hanlon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's been way too long since I spoke my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope.
One other news note I want to mention before we get to the sports here.
You're my sanctuary.
The fast rising Pembina River is causing some problems up in northeast North Dakota, especially if you're a camper. They had to evacuate the city park there in Walhalla, North Dakota, as heavy rain prompted flood warnings across the region. Story in the Grand Forks Herald, Steve Lee's written here. Rising waters in Crystal, a small town in northeast North Dakota, began driving people out of their homes Monday evening as heavy rains pushed pushed rivers back up to flood levels around the region. The emergency manager for Pembina County is quoted saying sheriff's deputies and other emergency workers began helping people leave already flooding homes by about 6 o'clock last night. He announced a voluntary evacuation effort 6 p.m. Monday, at which time he said about 80% of the homes had been checked and the residents had been accounted for. No one has needed to be rescued from the water. No one has been hurt, but the waters came up more than expected and surprised many who saw it reach into their homes on Monday. Combination of overland water and flooding in the Cart Creek, which is under normal circumstances hardly even flowing, up to 6 inches fell in the region. Can you believe that? West and uphill of Crystal, 6 inches. And that's where all the water's coming from. And so by yesterday afternoon, this Cart Creek, which normally has no water at all, escaping its banks, massive flooding. Crystal, by the way, has about 160 people. Wasn't clear Monday night how many might have to leave. It's about 15 miles southwest of Cavalier. So, the American Red Cross chapter from East Grand Forks was mobilized to help up there. But same thing with, by the way, campers in the city park in Walhalla. They had to move on out. So, and Crystal leaders, because of flooding, are advising conservation of water. The local lift station was unable to keep up with flooding. So, National Weather Service did issue flood warnings yesterday for Pembina, Walsh, and Eastern Cavalier counties. They lasted till 3 p.m. today. Another inch or more of rain is expected in the region that, again, has recorded as much as 5 to 6 inches of rain since Friday. The Pembina River at Walhalla, 17.14 feet Monday evening. The Weather Service expects it to crest at about that level, but that's 3 feet higher than the earlier spring crest at 13.65. So, we're lucky we didn't get this rain at a very different time, without question. This is the time we usually check some sports, and Mark the Freedom Poet is our ace sportsman. Tell us the big question of the morning. Did the Twins win or lose?
The Twins lost.
Oh!
But you know how I am. I'm just absolutely hungry for silver linings. you know, think about a game of fractions and fractions of inches. We lost 5-1 in the first inning. Correa, who's been pitching so good, gave a pitch a little too up to Mr. Ugla, who just 3-run home run. So all of a sudden we're 4-0, and just went back and forth. Just pitched great defensive game. And Willingham finally breaks out of his slump. He gets a home run, so it ends up 5-1. But the really incredible silver lining is we had a pitcher named Thielbar from Northwood, Minnesota, who went to SDSU. Now, he comes in there, so there you got a Minnesota. Joe Mauer walks out to this kid's going to throw his first big league pitch. And it was just sweet. You know, you got a Minnesota battery going on. Thielbar strikes out three of the next six batters, gives up one hit in two innings, and looks like a champ. He's got a slider that goes from at a left-handed hitter to outside the plate, across the plate. I mean, it's unbelievable. 93, 94 mile an hour fastball with some real stuff to it. This guy looks great, so I'm encouraged.
Well, you are a gem of a guy to take a 5-1 loss and find some silver lining in there.
Well, my grandfather was blind as a bat, and he never quit smiling about the Twins, even when they were behind 13 games with 10 games left.
Thielbar, who just showed up a little bit before game time. That's a ground ball. He might get a double play. Dozier to Florimone. Well, not with Hayward running. One down. And now he and fellow Minnesota Joe Mauer on a big league mound together. It had to be quite a thrill. High fly, center field. Hits back. At the wall. Makes the catch out number two. Tagging alertly and going to second is Hayward.
You think the kid's heart was pumping?
I mean, just as you say, he's on a big league mound with Joe Mauer. He could be wide-eyed and thunderstruck, and he comes in throwing strikes.
How
just
about
like that?
Strikeout.
It was unbelievable. His stuff looks great.
A little bit harder one there.
How about that for a little highlight?
Thielbar. You can write that name down, folks. Thielbar.
Thielbar makes the play. The one, Francisco. Wow.
This guy's throwing some heat. That was fun to watch.
Yeah. He's special.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Thank you for getting that up. That was very cool.
Well,
I think Chris helped us do that.
When you find a highlight in a 5-1 loss, I mean... SDSU grad, and where's he from again?
Northfield,
Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we've only done one quarter of the season. These guys are good. Many of them are great, and they are growing. We got a very young team. They're coming together. I like them. I think we're going to contend. We are seven games behind, but we're only two games out of third place, and I'm not giving up on the Twins until the fat lady sings twice.
Well, you're great.
Now for the Wild vindication, Chicago got hit in the head again by the Red Wings. So they're behind. Their back is against the wall, 3-1. I'm really surprised. I thought they would walk through. I mean, they look so great during the regular season, but maybe we wore them down.
Anything else sports-wise you want to share?
There is something interesting, and it's kind of petulant and pitiful. We got Tiger Woods is still putting down his old buddy, Sergio. They're still fighting and nipping. And these guys are multimillionaires. And
that needs to end.
It's just sad and pitiful.
It is.
Disgraces both of them. But anyway, that's going on, and you know we're moving inexorably towards a basketball champion. We'll keep our eye on that in spite of your allergy to it.
There you go. Emailer says, tell Skogerbo to get serious. The big buck players like Morneau and Mauer are falling flat on their faces. The Twins are pathetic.
Thank you.
The pitching is much better than last year. Guys making the big bucks are not doing what they're getting paid the big bucks to do. How many times do they leave the bases loaded as Mauer or Morneau struck out yet again?
Well, we have to say that they have been disappointing. But prior to this last couple of games, Joe had 14 games in a row in which he hit. Morneau had an 11-game hitting streak. The biggest disappointment about Morneau is he's not hitting for power. You know, here was a guy who was MVP with 35 home runs or whatever. Okay, caller, but I think they're going to surprise you. The M&M boys they're going to turn it up. They got big lion hearts, and they're just missing.
Big story of the day is obviously our hearts going out to folks in Moore, Oklahoma, just south of Oklahoma City. John Roberts on Fox has found another one of these folks that lived through it and has an interview that I wanted to share with you here. I can't get enough of these firsthand stories, what these folks have endured down there. But
I think I might have one or two from Oklahoma City, some friends of ours that I'm going to try to get their phone numbers and stuff, maybe in the Common Sense Club.
All right, sounds good. Here's that interview. Let's eavesdrop.
Garner, he's with me here. Jim, you live just across the street. Your house was damaged. It wasn't completely leveled like many of the houses we see over here. You're very fortunate yesterday.
Yes, sir. We were more fortunate than a lot of folks around here. Half a block down the street from our house, there's no houses. They completely destroyed them. There's nothing. A lot of neighborhoods are just completely gone.
Every time one of these big tornadoes comes through, we ask people who wrote it out, what was it like? So let me ask you that question.
You know, everybody says it sounds like a train. I've never heard a train that sounded like that. It's the worst sound I've ever heard. We were in storm shelter, and, it was the loudest noise I've ever heard.
Now, we should say that you were at the house of your daughter and your son-in-law's. You made a couple of very smart decisions yesterday. One of the smart decisions was you got into that backyard storm shelter. Tell me about that.
Well, we were watching the TV, and my daughter said, well, if the tornado sirens go off, let's, just go ahead and go to the shelter. Don't wait. I said, that's a good idea. So, like I say, I worked third shift. I was upstairs asleep, and thunder woke me up. I jumped up and run downstairs, and my daughter had already went to the school to get my grandkids from school. And in just a few minutes, the tornado sirens started going off. So I took them and got all them into the shelter. I come back in the house and watch TV to see what was going on. And there was a tornado chaser that was watching the tornadoes, and he was filming it as it touched down.
Yeah, it was just amazing to watch those images. But your house is about 100 yards away from where the main part of the devastation went. When you were in that underground shelter, could you feel it as it was roaring around you?
Yes, sir. It sounded like bricks and everything hitting the shelter. It's concrete shelter. And it was beating the shelter up. I mean, my daughter and me both thought that we had lost the house. We thought it was our house that was beating the shelter up because it's a brick home.
And then you come out after the storm passes and you're greeted by this.
Yes,
and your
sir.
Entire world was turned upside down.
Yes, sir. It's been pretty devastating so far. I don't think it's really sunk in yet, actually, how bad it really is. But like I say, we were luckier than a lot of folks. There were a lot of folks lost their lives.
Jim, I said you made a couple of smart decisions yesterday, you and your family. One was to go in the storm shelter. The other is that your daughter has got students who are at Plaza Towers Elementary School.
Yes, sir.
What did she do yesterday afternoon?
Well, she knew this was coming. She had a bad feeling, so she went to the school and picked my grandkids up from school.
What time was that at?
Around 2 o'clock.
And the storm hit at 2:59.
Yes, sir. So she made a good decision. She went and got them out of school and brought them home because the school, from what I understand, was pretty much leveled.
And I told you the news that 24 young children,
yes, sir,
and staff members are still missing. At this point, we're hearing from the governor's office that there may not be a lot of hope.
Oh, man alive. Survivor Jim Garner in a conversation with John Roberts from Fox News down on the scene.
Yep, there goes the freight train analogy. He says way past that.
Yeah, amazing. Just imagine emerging from that storm shelter. Just see that. You can't even fathom what that would be like. More coming up. What's on your mind preview? Good. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly 500,000 credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that.
credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Brose, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Botno County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota coal conversion counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Not mentioned it yet today, but boy, oh boy, one of the things that was amazing to me in the aftermath of the tornado is the governor and local officials, a bunch of the microphones, and obviously the whole country's watching, and they basically said, we have more than enough help. We don't need any more help. I mean, all these law enforcement officials and paramedics and sheriff deputies, it just diverged on these communities. And if you look at some of the photographs and some of the video coverage of the rescue efforts, I mean, just we don't thank them enough. These folks that go into harm's way to help with the rescue effort, don't think twice. I mean, think about that. You have you can imagine the danger everywhere. It's just absolutely incredible. And in they go in helping with the rescue effort. That's the good. That's the good that that warms your heart, to know there's people there to help. Pretty extraordinary. Sadly, there's always a political story that goes along with it, and a Democratic senator from Rhode Island is critical and immediately blaming global warming for this. Tornadoes have been going on a long time, a lot longer than a global warming debate. But listen to this and believe it or not.
So you may have a question for me. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, care if we Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves? I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together. We are stuck in this together. When cyclones tear up Oklahoma and hurricanes swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas, you come to us, the rest of the country, for billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together. You drag America with you to your fate. So I want this future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary. In a strong America that has done right by its people and the world. That's what I want. I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgraced that let its extremists run it off the cliff in an America suffering from grave economic and environmental and diplomatic damage because we failed, because we didn't wake up and do our duty to our people, and because we didn't lead the world. I do not want that future. But that's where we're headed. So I will keep reaching out and calling out, ever hopeful that you will wake up before it is too late, both for you and...
That is Sheldon Whitehouse, who's a Democratic senator from Rhode Island, blaming the tornado on Republicans for opposing global warming. And this, by the way, yesterday afternoon on the Senate floor as the victims were being pulled from the rubble. Can you believe that? Here's a little bit of good news out of Oklahoma. The state medical examiner's office has now revised the death toll to 24 people, including 7 children. The number we were at before was 51 with 20 children. So it's been revised in a good way. Spokeswoman Amy Elliott said that she believes some victims were counted twice in the early chaos of the storm. Authorities said initially that as many as 51 people were dead, including 20 children. Teams are continuing to search of the rubble in Moore, Oklahoma, again 10 miles south of Oklahoma City, after yesterday's tornado. Jim Inhofe is a Republican senator from Oklahoma, probably the top Senate member on what he would call the fraud of global warming. He's being interviewed on Fox News Channel talking about his thoughts on this awful day in Oklahoma. Let's see if he gets to comments about what Senator Whitehouse was just talking about there.
Well, you know, it's just amazing when you stop and realize the things that we can't explain. In 1999, I was there, the same town, Moore, Oklahoma, the same size, that about the same devastation, is perhaps a little bit worse this time. And it followed the same track coming through there. Then on Sunday night, keep in mind now, we've been talking about the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. We had one in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That's my family, my wife, my son, and son-in-law were looking to the west to watch this coming in so we could get ready to take cover. When my son looked up in the sky and saw a piece of paper coming down, it was a picture. This is the picture right here of a little boy, about a 4x6 inch picture. It came all the way 80 miles away from Shawnee to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So things that happen that we can't really answer. This, I have to say that we're getting full cooperation of everyone in terms of the help that we're getting from Washington and from other places in surrounding areas. I talked, one of the most heart-wrenching thing is I talked to Albert Ashworth. He's our local FEMA guy in Oklahoma. He said that their biggest problem yesterday was matching up the missing parents with the missing kids.
Oh, awful. Awful, awful, awful. Jim Imhoff. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.